It's time now for the reality check with our partners at Civil Beat. It's been a long time in coming, but renters will now get a chance to share the benefits of solar tax credits. It was originally limited to property owners. Joining me today is reporter Stuart Yurton to talk about his story and the latest solar developments. Welcome, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine. Thank you.
So tell us, what's happened?
Okay, so a couple of years ago, the legislature passed a measure setting up a community-based renewable energy program. They call it CBRE. And the idea is, if you live in an apartment and there's not room on your rooftop to power the whole building, you could subscribe to a remote solar farm and essentially buy your electricity from the solar farm off-site. That's kind of the idea. You don't have to live in an apartment to do it. You could live in your house, and instead of putting rooftop solar, you could subscribe as a homeowner or as a business. So that's the general idea. And after a couple of years, the PUC finally approved a plan or a program.
And so what are these solar, I guess, farms or solar projects that we can tap into?
Well, they're not built yet, and that's one of the things that we need to look at going forward. The question is, are private developers going to step in and develop these farms? It's interesting, the PUC basically said in the order for phase one, HECO is not allowed to build any of these things. They want the private market to step up and private developers to step up and do this work.
Well, we've got one out on the Waianae Coast that's taking shape, and I know that there is a new company that is going to jumpstart the other large solar farms that were kind of stymied when SunEdison went bankrupt. How's that looking in the future?
Well, this is a different program. We're not really talking about big, large-scale, utility-scale solar farms here that would be selling to HECO and selling onto the grid for a rate under a PPA, as they call it, or a power purchase agreement. This is a different program from that, so it's new. And we really are going to have to see how it takes shape, how much money people can save. That's one of the questions we're going to have to see, how people can sign up for these. Again, we're waiting to see HECO. HECO has 60 days to come up with more specifics on how it's going to implement this.
Okay, we'll have to keep a watch on the progress of this because I know there's lots of folks out there who are really waiting to see what happens, what's the next step with our solar industry and where it takes us.
That's right.
But thank you.
Thank you.
Stuart Yurton is with Civil Beat, and he checks in with us today with Reality Check.